I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today is Memorial Day, but lots of Americans don't exactly know what this holiday is all about. So here are a few reminders. Memorial Day honors military personnel who died serving their country, especially those who died in battle or from wounds sustained in battle. That's not to be confused with Veterans Day. That holiday honors all who served honorably in the military, whether they're alive or dead now. You hear about Flanders Fields on Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Well, Flanders Fields is the answer to our geoquiz today. It's also the setting of a poem written during the First World War. A couple of hundred American soldiers are buried in the small graveyard there, not far from the fields of vibrant red poppies. Pete Helens overlooks those poppies from his window at the In Flanders Fields Museum.
The poppies, of course, have become world famous thanks to the poem by Dr. John McRae, a lieutenant colonel in the Canadian Expeditionary Force, and who wrote in May 1915, "In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses row on row that mark our place." And this simple poem made both the poppy as a symbol to the sacrifice of the First World War and the Flanders Fields, the region of Flanders where a lot of the fighting happened.
It is a short poem. Let's give it a listen now.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Fields.
Who is speaking in the poem? In whose voice is it written?
It's written in the doctor's voice, but taking the place of all the soldiers present in the war at that point in 1915, just after the first gas attack. And so many thousands of people were killed in just a few minutes of war.
At your museum, you make a point of connecting the visitor to an individual.
Yes. Could
you tell us maybe about one of those individuals and how you go about making the connection?
We pick them from all over the world. For instance, there's one American doctor, quite famous in his time, Dr. Harvey Cushing of Harvard University, who already volunteered in 1915 and came to northern France and then consequently Belgium. And he was a top surgeon for head wounds. And so he operated on many soldiers who were wounded at the front near Ypres, and then in the back areas he would operate upon them. And after the war, he published parts of his diary, which he kept very detailed and very precise with the correct names of some of his patients. And I must say that it is extremely moving when you walk some of the battlefields and you encounter some of the former patients of Dr. Cushing who didn't make it in the end, but maybe 3 weeks to a month later after he had operated them. And so he temporarily saved their life, but consequently they died of complications of their injuries.
What is your intent by bringing somebody like Dr. Cushing to the attention of those traveling through your museum?
From the very heroic to the very almost anonymous little stories, the mosaic that you get from people from all over the world, from all armies, is so detailed and so human that it makes it very easy for people today to understand what the hardships and also the immense courage and the immense sacrifice of that generation of people has been.
Well, thank you very much. Pete Helens is general coordinator and one of the curators at the In Flanders Fields Museum in Belgium. Very nice to talk to you on this Memorial Day holiday. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa.